It's been rightly said that God has written two books. The first one is the most obvious, the Bible. The second one really, I guess, isn't a book. It's a metaphor, but it is God's creation. That He has written, He has spoken creation, everything that exists. Brothers and sisters, our Christian faith is unique in that we have a very good balance in our perspective of creation. And just to show this, I just want to list again and have you listen again to all of the references to something in nature that we heard in our readings today. Starting with the first reading, there's only three verses. Listen to all the references. Cedar, branches, tender shoot, high and lofty mountain, branches again, fruit, majestic cedar, boughs, trees, field, high tree, lowly tree, green tree, withered tree. That's just in three verses. Now the psalm, the night, the dawn, flourishing, the palm tree, another cedar, bearing fruit, my rock. And then in the gospel, we have Jesus giving two different teachings, two parables. He talks in the first about scattering seed, land, night, day, seed again, sprouting and growing, fruit, the blade, the ear, full grain. Grain is ripe, sickle, and the harvest. In the second parable, the mustard seed, sown in the ground, grown, springs up, puts forth large branches, the sky, the birds, shade. Over and over again in the Bible, we hear references to creation. And in light of the readings today just being saturated, just plumb full of references to creation, I want to speak a little bit this morning about what we believe about nature, about creation, in five basic points. First, creation is good. We hear in the first chapter of the Bible, God creates on each day, and at the end of the day, what does He say? It is good. Creation is a good thing. Now, that seems obvious to us Christians, but there are all sorts of religions, both today and in previous generations, that thought creation was bad. We had to flee creation. The earth was a prison. That it is not good. Anything material is evil. There are philosophies, the Gnostics was one. Even today, some of our Eastern spiritualities that say flee the body at all costs, that's a philosophy. It's not Christian, though. We see creation as good. Thus, we have the demand to be good stewards of creation, to be respectful of our environment, to take care of it. Second point, on the other extreme, on one extreme is creation is bad, whatever is matter is bad. On the other extreme are those that say creation is to be worshipped. Full blown, it's called pantheism, where God is really all these little parts. Like a tree has part of God, or a rock has part of God. There too, that's not Christian. That creation was made for us. We are not made for creation. Creation is made for us. Thus, trees, for instance, are not gods. We have to have an order of creation. Pets, for instance, pets are not people. That it is okay to eat animals, for instance, because creation is for us. Right? We have to have that proper order. So, first basic 2 points about nature, it's good, but it's not God. We have to have the right order of things. Third point. If you think about Jesus' teachings, like today, so many of them deal with natural phenomena. Or things His audience would have readily recognized or understood. He taught in that way to convey spiritual and moral teachings in a very simple way. So we hear about Jesus talking about sheep and flocks and grass. Seeds, vineyards. That leads to the fourth point. All this is to say, being in nature, being in God's creation, can lead us closer to Him. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, it's said that he could look at a tree and fall into deep contemplative prayer by looking at a tree, because he saw the Creator. He said, now by the way, I would never quote this during the school year, but now that it's summer break, St. Bernard said, "Believe me, you will find more lessons in the woods than in books. Trees and stones will teach you what you cannot learn from masters." I tried telling that to my seminary professors the last 6 years, but they didn't believe me. "Believe me, you will find more lessons in books, lessons in the woods than in books. Trees and stones will teach you what you cannot learn from masters." That we can and should see God and learn a lot about God outside. At the same time, number five, you've all heard this, and congratulations, because you're not of this mindset because you're at church this morning. You've all heard the mindset though, right? The little phrase people joke with, "I'd rather be fishing thinking about God than in church thinking about fishing." You know what that is? That's a lot of bovine waste product. We can do both. And you show that we can do both. It's a beautiful weekend, and here you are in church, which is exactly where you should be. It's not an either or. We see God's handiwork in creation, we rejoice in that, and we also come to church. We come away from creation, if you will, to come into heaven on earth. Got a homework assignment for you. This is an easy one, especially today with a warm church. Go outside. Go outside and see the Creator. That's the second part of the homework assignment. Don't just go outside haphazardly or without thinking. Look for God the next time you go outside. Look for the artist. Look at his handiwork. Yes, I'm telling you, go fishing. Get outside. Because we are so fortunate to live in one of the most beautiful places in the planet. On planet Earth, the trees, the lakes, the nature up here is the best you can get. Please see the Creator. Please see His goodness. As we soak in the great gifts God has given us in creation in northern Minnesota, let's never fail to see God who created all of it.